If you've been down to Baltimore's Inner Harbor lately, perhaps you've noticed a number of small grassy islands in the water near the aquarium campus. Maybe you've wondered for a second what these are and what's their purpose. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Centuries ago, before the Industrial Revolution brought commerce and its evil twin, polluted runoff, to Baltimore's Inner Harbor, the natural waters that surrounded our fair city were tidal salt marshes. Within the salt marsh ecosystem, native plants and grasses supported marine life, including the oysters, blue crabs, and rockfish so closely associated with Chesapeake Bay cuisine. They also hosted aquatic birds and reptiles like Maryland's iconic diamondback terrapins. As the natural waterscape was altered to make way for industry, these species could no longer survive at our city's shoreline due to runoff and hard wharf edges that didn't allow animals and plants a foothold. Here and in many eastern cities, as progress supplanted nature, generations of residents came to see urban waters very differently from the clean, natural waters we still ascribe to our beautiful eastern shore. But what if urban waters could, in fact, also be clean and natural? What if we could find a way to bring back those iconic species that once defined the estuary as an aquatic Garden of Eden? Enter those grassy islands you've noticed over the past few years. They're called floating wetlands, and they are definitely not just for decoration. Ingeniously designed and constructed, each wetland is a meticulously planned ecosystem intended to bring nature back to the Inner Harbor while helping to improve overall water quality at the intersection of conservation and innovation. At the aquarium campus, each island consists of a porous, buoyant base that offers countless growing surfaces for beneficial microbes. Aquarium staff and volunteers plant native grasses into the wetland base by hand, and a special matting allows pollutant-absorbing roots of native aquatic plants to reach the water below. Planting these grasses at tiered heights mimics a natural wetland's many microhabitats and supports a diversity of species. A shallow, submerged channel through the center of the floating wetland offers smaller species, such as mumichogs, protected places to hide, feed, and spawn. Compressed air lines release microbubbles, which aerate harbor water, preventing harmful algal blooms that could deplete life-sustaining oxygen. Larger air bubbles also lift cool water into the channel, recreating the water movement of a changing tide. All this ingenuity is set upon water-filled pontoons. Great thought has been put into every detail of the wetlands, each of which will mature to support abundant life above and below the water's surface. Oysters, grass shrimp, American eels, blue crabs, turtles, night herons, mumichogs, rockfish, and other fishes are among the species that thrive within, upon, and beneath the floating wetlands. Restoring this complex food web is hugely beneficial to our urban water quality, as these healthy ecosystems process and pass human-inflicted nutrient runoff up the food chain. Left unchecked, excess nutrients deplete oxygen levels, create algal blooms, and even cause mass fish kills. The beneficial magic of these floating wetlands has one more important function. With their launch into the water immediately surrounding the aquarium, we are excited to welcome our community to get up close and personal with these ecosystems. Many of the wetlands will provide opportunities for Baltimore City students and citizen scientists of every age to get hands-on. Soon, they will explore and experience the plants and animals that will thrive upon them by taking part in water quality monitoring, biohut inventory events, kayaking visits, and wildlife observation just steps from the aquarium. Never before have visitors to Baltimore's modern Inner Harbor been able to experience the salt marsh ecosystem that once existed here. Perhaps in a few years, those who come here will be able to learn how urban waters became natural, healthy, and clean. To learn more about the aquarium's floating wetlands, visit aqua.org/waterfrontcampus. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.